And I'd like now to welcome to the program Roberto Capocchi. He is a classical guitarist, and he is giving a concert at the Santa Fe University of Art and Design O'Shaughnessy Performance Space tomorrow, Saturday, the 7th of April at 7 in the evening. Welcome.
Hello.
You are playing classical Spanish guitar music in this concert?
It's a mixed program. There's some Spanish music by Joaquín Turina, Isaac Albéniz, and Francisco Tárrega, but there's also Latin American music by Gilberto Gismonti, Astor Piazzolla, and Agustin Barrios.
Now, you're from Brazil. When you play Brazilian music, does it have a special resonance for you? Or?
Yes, it does. It does, especially the one Brazilian piece I'm playing on Saturday. It is very dear to me, specifically, too. It's a piece by Gilberto Gismonti called Louro.
You are a professor of music at various colleges, including the Santa Fe University of Art and Design, but there's something that happened which I think is amazing, which is that two of your students from different colleges have been selected for a really major music festival in Italy.
Yeah, there's this festival in Torino called the Volterra Project that accepts 10 young guitarists. I think they have to be over 18. That's why some of my high school students here didn't apply, but they accept 10 people from all over the world, and I just heard I've got two students, one from Colorado and one from New Mexico, that made it in out of a total of four in the United States. And that's very exciting. Now we're raising the money to get them there.
Right. But out of four in the United States, but presumably hundreds of applicants.
Yes, and it's a wonderful program. I would love to do it myself,
right,
if I could. It's run by Antigone Goni from Greece, who's a fabulous player, and Carlos Barbosa Lima, who's a true legend, and happens to be from Brazil, is their guest artist this year. It's quite exciting.
So you're playing a solo concert tomorrow night at the Santa Fe University of Art and Design at 7 o'clock at the O'Shaughnessy Performance Space, which is kind of tucked back there by the tennis courts, kind of near the screen movie theater.
It's in Benildas Hall. That's
Benildas
the name of
Hall.
The building. It's the modern-looking building with a lot of glass. And you just follow the hordes and the crowds that will be
the
converging
the
there.
We're having you on because there was not very much publicity done, so we wanted to let people know about it.
Oh, thank you.
It's a space with very good acoustics.
Yes, it's the students call it the garage because it's got a big garage door and it's got a nice feel like that for playing with bands in there. Last year they did a little remodeling in it, and it looks very nice. I did a show there maybe a year ago with Michael Leitch and Tabajara Belo from Brazil. When they were touring, they came in and...
A banjo player and a guitar player?
A banjo player, two guitar players, and they're both very nice composers, too, so we played a lot of their music. I had played there before, but that, I think since they did a little work in the room, it really sounds very nice to play in, and it's very easy to listen in it, too. It's actually a nice hall, acoustically.
Roberto Capocchi is a Brazilian classical guitar player, and we will see you tomorrow night at Benildas Hall O'Shaughnessy Performance Space, 7 o'clock.
Okay, see you there.